Eso.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey John, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
So I was actually just about to give you a ring. I know we're
Yeah.
both kind of in the middle. I feel like I'm walking in a minefield and people are shooting over my head. Is now an okay time?
Right now's a good time.
So it's and I have no problem. Like I'm not a person that I'm a very calm and reasonable person. So first bit of good news is I have been able to get you approved for the refinance on the working capital.
Yeah.
Here's my general concern before moving forward that. As far as I knew, you guys were buying certain equipment from, and I definitely like, and I told this to the vendor, I do not like being put in the middle. Like, I will not
Of
be
course,
put,
of course.
I will refuse to put myself in the middle, and I'll walk away from it. You guys, I'm not the end all be all. I'm not the owner of our company, and you can always talk to the supervisor. You and your mom have that right. But I'm not going to put
Yeah.
myself in a position where I go out of my way and I help people out, and then people start accusing me of doing things.
No, I never accused you of
No,
anything.
I didn't say you did. I didn't say you did. I'm not accusing you of anything. And as far
Okay.
as it's you've been like the most reasonable, calm person. I think the vendor and your mom. I don't know what's going on, but here's the problem. Vendors are always sensitive. Equipment dealers are sensitive, and many of these
Yes.
equipment dealers, they everything is a matter of perspective. And so
Yep.
I can do everything right by an equipment dealer, but if their customer goes to someone else and uses our financing, the way that they feel is like, hey, we're taking their business, and I don't. I've just talked to trust one. And I told them we're not doing that, but I know feelings matter because if I ran an equipment dealership and I gave a finance company a loan, I'd want them to have my back. As far as I knew it, we have two approvals here, one for
Yeah.
100,000, one for 175. And my
Yes.
impression was that you were buying certain equipment from trust one and certain equipment
Yes,
from
we
someone
are.
else. Well,
Yes.
that's what I'm calling you on. So Trust One just called me and said that they spoke to your mom and your mom doesn't want to buy anything from them.
No. It was 100,000 with them, and then 75 with somebody else.
That's not the conversation that I just had with the customer.
Give me one second. 엄마, 초선이 방금 엄마 언제 전화 왔어? She said she hasn't received any phone calls whatsoever from her, from them.
I guess the last conversation that I had with them
Yeah,
was that
that was the last conversation that she wasn't planning to use them, but now she's doing 100,000 with them and 75,000 with somebody else.
Okay, so here's what needs. I'm gonna hang up the phone and call them. You need to call them and you need to get an invoice for the anything 100,000 or below. Can you get that to me by the end
Okay.
of the week?
From Trust One or from?
From Trust One.
To get an invoice from Trust One for 100,000 or below, right?
Correct.
Okay, well then I'll
They're
get you that number.
mentioning something like they're mentioning, and this is kind of off the record, that you guys like were talking about returning some items. I just want to make you sure that once we fund this, none of the equipment can be returned.
Yeah, understandable. None of it can be refunded. I don't know what they're talking about.
Right, I will give them a call and tell them that you'll be calling them. Thank you for your help. And yes,
I
by the
mean,
way, your refinance is approved. It is approved with the discount, but the trust fund order has to fund first, or it could adversely affect the loan.
I got you. Okay, I'll tell my mother to get her invoice from Trust Fund for $100,000
Or
or
less. Thank
below.
you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.